Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute. He is a senior research fellow. This is a launch. Sometimes it's called a soft launch. But around here, we launch. We don't characterize. And Richard will be with us each week to expand on his thinking. We started with the administrative state. We're now going to turn to what I've been told is an absolute constitutional power, which is the pardon power of the presidency, and that it cannot be challenged. Is that correct, Richard? We have about 4 minutes.
What the power, it is absolutely, as a legal matter, impregnable as far as anybody can turn. And there are a lot of case law with it, but it's too great a power. And so they have organized an office for pardons, which is essentially supposed to review all these things and give recommendations to the president. And it's critical because when you do those reviews, you ask the prosecuting officers what their view is, and you generally do not upset a verdict down below unless you think there was some impropriety or some new evidence which changes the way in which the system goes. Well, the moment Biden pardoned himself, he did so in the most egregious fashion. He just said, I think everybody here has been unfair, i.e. me. Have been unfair to Pinter. Weiss, the prosecutor, was unfair to Hunter. The attorney general was unfair to Hunter. So a lot of people get their noses bent out of joint. And what's happened is this is basically, I think, a trial balloon. If you look at any of the testimony that had been established in the House of Representatives, if Hunter's involved in this, then Brother Jim is involved in this, and President Joe, when he was not president, was involved in this as well. And so they're probably greasing the skids in order to give more family pardons in effort by closing this up by giving other kinds of pardons. Now, what's going to happen is this is going to take place in the next administration. Donald Trump has made it very clear that he thinks that most of the prosecutions that took place with respect to January 6th were wrong. And I happen to agree with him in terms of the severity of the offenses and the rather crude ways in which these things have been charged. And so my view is what he should do is he should probably pardon all those people who were convicted of entering the building but who did not engage in any kind of act of violence while they were there. And the prosecutions include people who walked in for 4 minutes, turned around and left. And so it goes one way and the other way. The problem is, I think, that the Biden pardon, some of them may well be legitimate, but the basic point is these are now cloaks in order to let him get his own family off. He has been a miserable president in so many ways, and this is just another illustration of how he's taken a public office and turned it into a private fiefdom.
He also called attention to the president's decision to pardon Hunter Biden starting in 2014. Was a provocation for many of these thoughts that there's going to be more to this.
Yes, because it's not even clear that you could give a preemptive pardon. It's supposed to be pardons for offenses against the United States, right? Well, if these guys haven't been charged with anything, what's the offense against the United States? So the logic of the pardon power is if there's been a conviction or at least a charge, then you know what you're talking about and you can make a judgment one way or another. But since this thing is completely unbridled in terms of if it's covered by the pardon clause, nothing you could do about it, people have a perfectly good idea of saying the pardon clause does not allow you to issue preemptive charges against people who have never been named for any offense. That's the job of the next president, which is not going to fit Mr. Biden. So I think, in effect, that if he does this, the second part of the charge, everything that happened after 2014 is not going to bind, or at least there's going to be a very strong argument about that. But this is one of the things that we've known about this whole warfare situation. Everything that has been done by the Biden administration always tests the boundaries of the law.
30 seconds, Richard. 30 seconds.
And the basic norm should be if you're going after somebody who has enormous political power in an unprecedented way, you should make sure that your legal theory is rock solid and that your facts are indisputable. And Biden, essentially, when he's been a prosecutor, has ignored those prudential situations. And that is what has got us into the mess that we're in today.
Professor Richard S. Epstein, now a senior research fellow at the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. His essay on the administrative state is now available at that website. It's also easy to sign up so that you don't have to remember each week. It gets sent to you. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.